nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Through the rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing gonna stop me. Stop me now.
Balky? Is that you? Balky? Balky? What's going on? Boom!
Kusin. Kusin. Are you all right?
Fine.
Well, it's a good thing I put that cushion there. You could have hurt yourself.
Yes, it's a real piece of luck.
You know, because in just 1 minute, I was going to move this cushion over there, and then you would eat the rug.
Balky, why are you rearranging the furniture in the middle of the night?
Interesting question. Because I need more floor space to do aerobics. I was just in the middle of this one, which tightens and firms the entire hamstring area and the lower buttocks.
Balky. You're doing aerobics at 3 a.m.?
Oh, well, actually, at the moment, I'm stretching and toning and...
Balky.
In.
Balky.
Over.
Balky. We are 4 hours away from Mr. Trinquissetti's monthly going out of business sale. We have to get some sleep.
Well, Balky's not tired.
You have to be tired. You couldn't have had more than a couple hours sleep.
But that reminds me, I have a friend who can't sleep. There's nothing wrong with him, is there?
Balky, are you having trouble sleeping?
Well, of course I'm not. Don't be ridiculous. It's my friend, my best friend.
I'm your best friend.
That's a good point, a very good point.
It's all right. There's nothing to worry about. Everyone has trouble sleeping every now and again.
Well, he was wondering, is every now and again more than 4 nights in a row?
Balky, how long have you had trouble sleeping?
4 nights in a row. Oh.
What you have got is a classic case of insomnia.
Oh, no. I knew it was something terrible. Okay, give it to me straight. How long have I got?
50 or 60 years.
50 or 60 years? Oh, my God, a slow death.
Balky, insomnia is just what they call it when you can't sleep. All right. Now I'm going to help you get to sleep.
How you do that?
Well, how do you normally fall asleep on Meepos?
Well, we close our eyes and we wait for Princess Riva.
Princess Riva? Who is Princess Riva?
Princess Riva. She's the beautiful fairy princess that holds all the sleeping people in her arms and protects them until morning. Don't she come to America?
No, she don't come to America.
Well, what do you do in America?
Well, here we wait for the Sandman.
What do he do?
He makes you sleepy by throwing sand in your eyes.
Well... If it's all the same to you, I'll hold out for the princess.
Balky, what we're going to do is put your body to sleep one part at a time, starting with your feet and working our way up to your head, okay? Lie down. Okay. Now close your eyes and say goodnight to your toes.
Say goodnight to my toes.
Now say goodnight to your feet.
Good night, feet.
Say goodnight to your legs.
Good night, legs.
Say goodnight to your fingers.
Good night, fingers.
Balky. Where would this kid be without me?
Mother?
All right, what is it?
What happened?
Well, you were asleep for just a few seconds, and then something made you scream. You must have had a nightmare. Do you remember anything?
Well, of course I don't. It'll be ridiculous. I was asleep. But I'm wide awake now. My heart is beating like a little bunny rabbit.
All right. Look, just relax. I'll stay up with you.
No, cousin, you don't have to do that. I'll be okay.
Well, this can't go on forever. Sooner or later, your body will tell you when it's ready to sleep.
Well, if it says anything to me, I'll let you know.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Cousin. Oh, I see. No, it was just telling me that it's hungry.
Balky, you didn't sleep all night. You must be exhausted. Why don't you go upstairs and get some rest?
Cousin, no. I stayed up for 4 nights. I can do one day more.
Oh, Balky.
Cousin, no. I have to help you with this sale. Look at the people out there. You think I was having a real sale? People are so gullible.
Good morning, Mr. Twinsetti.
All right, Balky, we've got to... Balky? 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 Balky, wake up. Wake up, Balky. Balky, this is not a good place to nap.
Cousin, remember when you told me that my body would tell me when it's time to sleep?
Yes.
Well, it's talking to me like crazy.
All right. Balky. All right. Balky, don't listen to your body. Listen to your buddy. Come on. We're going to go upstairs and put you to bed.
Come on. Okay.
Come on. All right. Okay. All right, Balky. Balky, come on. Up we go. Up. Come on.
I'll be up.
Yeah. All right, come on. We're going up there now. Here we go. Balky. The best thing for you to do is stay out of the way, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
Here we go.
Okay.
Do you work here?
Well, I'll put that in your car for you.
Excuse me. Would you mind taking that with me? Thank you. All right. Okay. Stay here.
Go ahead. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to help you with this sale.
That set is $89 marked down from 92.
I thought you said this was a sale.
Well,
make sure you don't stay up for another 3 days, then fall asleep during Mr. Twinkacetti's annual water damage sale. Now, I found some of my old college psych books. We have to find out what's causing your nightmare. The answer is inside your head. We have to get in there and find what we're looking for.
Does this involve cutting?
In college, we studied ways to get into the subconscious. Now, we'll start with word association. I'll say a word, and you say the first thing that comes to mind.
How do I know if I say the right thing?
Well, there is no right or wrong.
Really?
Yes. Ready?
Ready.
In.
Out.
Up.
Down. I like this girl.
I'm glad. Black.
White.
Short.
Tall.
Door.
Eggs.
Eggs?
Chicken.
No, no. I say door, and the first thing you think of is eggs?
Right.
Wrong.
You're good at it, too.
No, no. That makes no sense, to say eggs after I say door.
Well, of course it does. Don't be ridiculous. When you said door, I remember the time that Uncle Stavros closed Aunt Sophia's hand in the door. And we had to take her to the doctor, and he charged us so much of money to fix up her that we can't pay it. And we have to give him 1 dozen eggs from our hand, Hilda, every week for a year. So you see, it makes perfect sense. And don't you feel just a little bit stupid?
That's it. I'm out of here.
No, no, good. No, no, I'll be good.
All right, all right, all right. All right, well, we'll have to try something else. In college, we had an exercise where we went back into the dream state.
Would that be New Jersey?
No. No, that's the Garden State. Now, this exercise lets you relive your dream. All right? Now, I want you to clear every thought from your head. I know it's not easy, but you have to concentrate.
No, I did it. My mind is empty.
All right. Going back into your dream. Tell me what you see.
I see little white cars.
What are they doing?
They're coming toward me. Their engines are roaring like thunder. Mm-hmm. And I want to run, but I can't move. Mm-hmm. And they're coming closer to me, and I think they're going to crush me.
Falky.
Whoa, baby. We should have gone to New Jersey.
All right. I think we know what woke you up. Have you had this same dream for the past few nights?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, Falky, the only way to get rid of this nightmare is to figure out what it means. Now, we're going to have to talk about
it. Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, yes, we...
Falky,
we're going to have to talk about your dream.
Coulson, before I talk about that dream again, it'll be a cold day in December.
Got to tell us about your dream.
Who wants more popcorn?
Nobody wants popcorn. Now, Balky, was this dream in black and white or color?
I'll make hot chocolate. Everybody likes that.
This is fun. I've never been to a dream interpretation party before.
You know, Larry, I get the feeling Balky doesn't want to talk about this.
Balky? It's 3 a.m. We have to solve your problem. You can't let this nightmare take over your life.
Coulson, I don't want to talk about it.
Balky, everybody has nightmares. They're nothing to be afraid of.
Dreams are nothing more than windows to our subconscious that should be open to let in the fresh air of reason.
Marianne, did you just read that?
No, sometimes late at night I start to make sense.
Scary, huh?
Look, guys, it's really late. We have to get up for an early flight.
Yeah, and if we don't get some sleep, we'll wind up spilling things on the passengers.
They hate that.
Thanks for trying to help.
Good luck, Balky.
Pleasant dreams. Sorry.
Come on, Marianne.
Good night, Jennifer.
Good night.
Wait, what do you want to do? Go to an all-night movie?
Balky, we have to find out what your dream means so we both can get some sleep.
Coulson, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you've got to talk about it.
Well, you can't make me. I'm leaving.
All right. All right. I'll figure it out myself. Uh-huh. Oh. Yes, that's something, isn't it?
Coxon, I want to see the book.
No.
I want to see the book.
No, you can't see the book.
I want to see the
no,
book.
No, you can't see the book. Oh, all right. All right. You can see the book, but only if you answer one question.
Okay.
Where are the cars in your dream going?
Into a big garage. Now give me.
Not yet. Why are they going there?
I don't know where they're going into the barn. Let me see the book.
Balky, you said barn, not garage. Now that is a big breakthrough. We're onto something. Do you realize what this means?
You're not going to give me the book?
They're going into a barn. Now, cars don't belong in a barn. Animals do. Maybe the cars represent some kind of animals. Rabbits, cats, dogs.
Sheep?
No, no, no. It would have to be some kind of farm animal. Horses.
Sheep.
I got it. Cows.
Sheep.
Sheep. Yes, yes. Sheep. But why would you be afraid of sheep?
I don't know. I love sheep. Sheep are man's best friend.
Maybe you only think you love sheep, but actually you are jealous of all the attention your parents gave the sheep. What do you think?
No. They treated us all equally.
Well, why would you be dreaming of sheep now?
It's bobble tide.
What's Boppeltide?
Well, at the time of year when all the Mibiot people shear off the wool of the sheep to sell, to get money. And my mother and father and the whole family get up very early because the wool buyer come to Mibos for only one day. And if the wool is not ready when he come to the door, then he goes right to the next farm and we don't have any money to buy food. And my mama and papa and the whole family, they work very hard. But I am not there to help them. And maybe they don't finish in time. And then maybe they're hungry. And it's my fault.
Balky, that's why you're having your dream. You think you're letting them down. You feel guilty. Balky, it's going to be all right.
No, Coulson, I don't see how.
Well, you'll call. You'll tell them you're sorry you can't be there. Well, it must be daytime there now, right? Come on, you'll make the call.
Coulson, already they're tired from too much working, and there's only one phone on Meepos, and it's way the other side of the island. And after they get the messenger pigeon, they have to... They have to pack a lunch, they have to get into the ox cart, and they have to drive many, many miles to get to the phone booth.
One phone?
Well, yes, but it has call waiting.
I'll place the call.
Mama, this gastro balki, ABP, August, stagdraki, nadiki.
What?
I told Mama that I feel bad because I can't be there to help with the sheep shearing. Oh. Ti, Mama. Ti, yap. Enna, stagdraki, nadiki. Yen yadal, yelektriko. Oh, tau, mau.
What?
Mama said that they bought an electric sheep shearer with the money I sent. Oh. Nay, Mama! Oh, do, yo, yeah, oh, do, yo, yeah, dang, dang, dang. Nay!
Me lo coi du, oh, jodido ridicolo.
What?
And she said that he did the work in half the time, and they're so happy, they had a big celebration. Oh. Mama! Nay! Oh, well. Agustico. Dang, Mama. Oi, olio sancto ari. Avila.
Bye, Mama.
Avila.
You all right?
Yes. Cousin, what do you call when something squeeze your heart and make you wish you were with your family?
Oh, that's called being homesick. Hey, Balki, it's perfectly natural to miss your family and want to be with them.
Well, most of the time I'm very happy that I come here. You are a good family to me. But once in a while, when I know that my Meepo's family is all together, then I wish I was in my chair at the table. Because Papa sits here and Uncle Stavros sits there, and it's a place of honor, you know.
Well, maybe you should call home more often. It won't be like being in your chair, but at least you'll hear the voices.
I think you're right. Cousin, I'm very sorry that I make so much trouble for you.
Now don't be silly. I was worried about you.
You know, I'm glad you made me look Mr. Fear right in the face. He's not so bad when you realize he's just a sheep.
Well, I know you'd do the same for me.
Listen, if anything is ever, ever bothering you, you let me know.
Well, actually, there is something I wanted to talk to you about, but things have been so crazy around here that it just hasn't been a good time. But I just wanted to... I just wanted to know what you thought about Jennifer and I, you know? I don't know, is she interested in me or...